pool cleaning has a new hero, Iper, and the award-winning Iper Seagull Pro. They're on a mission to eliminate pool maintenance and transform your pool into paradise. A quad motor system packed with the power of wave path navigation technology and up to 3 hours of cleaning allow you to sit, forget, and relax. So the question isn't, is the Seagull Pro for you? But really, what will you do with all this rediscovered time? Ready to take a deeper dive? Visit iper.com to learn more.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of Pool Magazine Podcast. Today I have Joe Solana, president of EcoFinish, a premier supplier of cutting-edge flame-sprayed polymer coatings for pool applications. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on the show, Joe.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You know, before we get deep into the weeds with our conversation, I thought it would be a good starting point if maybe you could provide our listeners with a brief introduction about who EcoFinish is and what your firm specializes in.
Yeah, okay. So EcoFinish specializes in external flame spray powder coating. We started off in the swimming pool industry through a sister company of ours, Carlton Pools in Warminster, Pennsylvania. And when we developed the system, we had originally developed it for concrete swimming pools because that's what we primarily specialized in. And it was during the 2008-2009 recession. So for us, we realized that we had lost a lot of the new pool installations, and we were focusing much heavier on renovations. So when we had developed the system, we had developed it for application on renovation of concrete swimming pools. But it didn't take long before we realized that we could also develop installation techniques for fiberglass, steel, aluminum. So we have installation processes for multiple scenarios in different types of swimming pools.
Well, one question that I've seen pop up again and again out there in Facebook land, it's how does EcoFinish actually work? I mean, can you shed some light on that for us, Joe?
Yeah, so polyethylene powders, they're chemical resistant with UV stable pigments. So when you apply them into a swimming pool, you won't get your typical, I'm not going to speak in absolutes. If you abuse the finish, you can abuse the finish just like anything else, but it is much less likely to fade from water chemistry. So somebody throws muriatic acid in the pool and they dump it down one side of the wall, you're not going to get a bleach mark from that. Or if somebody's broadcasting chlorine and they dump an extra load onto the finish, it's not going to bleach like you could get with a masonry finish. So you have time to find a pool brush and sweep it away or try and dissolve it before it actually starts to affect the finish. Because it's a polyethylene finish, it's also chemical resistant, or I should say, it doesn't impact the chemistry. So the curing process for our finish lasts a couple minutes. It's essentially from the time that you stop applying the heat to the time it cools is our curing process. So as soon as the pool is finished, or you're finished installing the coating, you can fill with a garden hose. You don't need trucked water. So if it takes a day or 3 days or 5 days to fill, it's not the end of the world. And as soon as it is full, you can put your cleaner in the pool. You can turn your pool heater on. You can start using the pool immediately. There's no two-week curing process like other finishes. So it makes it easy for the homeowner to start using the pool immediately, and for the pool builder, for that matter, for the ease of starting the pool up.
Well, my friend Jake is a builder, and he's also an applicator that specializes in EcoFinish installations. I spoke with him the other day, and he told me that there's a flamethrower involved somewhere in that process. Can you speak a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so with our finish, external flame spray powder coating, what that means is we're taking the same science behind traditional powder coating, taking items and electrostatically spraying them with powders and popping them in an oven. We're taking that same technology, but we're moving it to surfaces that are too large to stick in an oven, right? So we like to say that our finishes are good for any single-sided large surface. So you could do a wall pretty easily, but you couldn't do a fence, right? If you were trying to do a fence, it would be much too difficult to try and get around all the nooks and crannies of a fence. But a swimming pool wall, it's much easier. And the way that that's applied is we're taking those same powders. Chemically, they're different because they have different properties than traditional powder coating. But we're taking polyethylene powders, we're running them through a hose as a dry powder, and when it makes it to the tip of our insulation equipment, it passes through a flame and heat, which melts it, takes it to a liquid, right? And as it hits the wall, it's being applied as a liquid. And as you progress farther down the pool and you remove that heat, it starts to cool. And as that liquid cools, it starts to form a film over the substrate that it was applied to.
Can you walk us through your product line a little bit? I see a few different things on your website, the aqua coatings, aqua spotta, and the liquid resin. Can you talk to that a little bit?
Yeah, so EcoFinish as a company started off with AquaBright, and that was to apply to concrete swimming pools for the most part. And as we realized that we could also apply to fiberglass pools or aluminum surfaces, we also realized that our marketing did not explain that very well. So to AquaBright, we added a line called Polyfibro. And with Polyfibro, the only differences besides the installation techniques is our marketing. Really, we just took some additional colors, created a second line, and we market it to fiberglass pools, aluminum pools, fiberglass pool steps on vinyl liner pools during renovations, essentially to surfaces that are other than concrete. We also have a lot of customers out there who have combinations of things. They have fiberglass walls and concrete floors, or we had an old fiberglass pool that had a crack down the middle of it, and they removed the floor and put a concrete floor in, and then they coated the walls and the new concrete floor with our finish. We have customers who took pools that had cinder block walls and a concrete floor, and they dropped a set of fiberglass steps in it, and they coated everything in the same color. So polyfiber, we use that to catch all of that other work for marketing purposes. We have a new product, which is AquaSpotta. And AquaSpotta is a device that converts H2O into H3O. And as it does that, it bonds essentially the molecules within inside the water together so that they're more easily filtered out. And for us, we felt that it was important for our customers to find ways to reduce scaling in the pools without constantly adding more chemicals, right? Because pretty much everything in our society is developed around disposable goods where you would just go out and buy more, right? So we had an opportunity to work with Pool Tiger to carry their product. And we were very pleased that we were able to offer a product that our customers can install that does not have any electric rent to it and doesn't require routine maintenance, doesn't require additional chemicals, but yet can still reduce the calcium inside of a swimming pool with a lifetime warranty, right? There's not many products that will do that. And we trialed the unit for a considerable amount of time, an entire year before we actually felt like it was something that we wanted to offer, because it does kind of seem too good to be true. When we started installing polyethylene coatings to concrete, it didn't take very long for new applicators to want to offer our coatings in areas or surfaces that it was never really intended for. And so quickly, guys said, well, you know, can we take your coatings and apply them to garage floors, right? That was one that a lot of guys normally say. And we have no marketing offering our material on garage floors. And in fact, we don't recommend it. We feel that it's much too dangerous shooting an open flame against drywall in somebody's house. It is destined to be an issue. So we do not recommend it in any way, shape, or form. And we try to steer guys away from it. At the same time, we had other applicators coming to us and saying that they wanted to use the finish on swimming pool decks, right? Because they're concrete. And our methods of adhesion work very well underwater, and they also work very well above water. So we had other guys who wanted to do that. And for me, I just don't like the way the finish looks above water. It has a kind of a glossy finish to it. And I prefer that deck coatings have more of a matte finish to them, so they look a little bit more natural. So I knew that there were needs out there for swimming pool contractors who wanted to do other work. They wanted to do basements, or they wanted to do garage floors, or they wanted to do swimming pool decks with some type of coating that adheres well, that is relatively maintenance free. And I also felt like flame spray coatings were not the answer. When you're installing powder coatings to concrete, they won't adhere on their own. They cool much too fast to properly bond to the surface. They don't typically run into the pores of concrete like a liquid resin would. So in order to install powder coating on porous surfaces like concrete, you have to use some type of primer. And the primer that we use is an epoxy primer that we've used since the first day that we were doing installations back in 2008, I think. And so to this day, we still use the same base resins that we used at that time because they work so well, especially in damp surfaces. You can install our epoxies on green concrete. You can install them on concrete that has still some humidity in them. They're not affected by humidity. If anything, they probably would prefer to go off a little bit quicker in high humid situations, depending on which epoxy you're working with. We have several types. But the company that we are working with and that we found these epoxies through is in the UK. It's on the Wirral Peninsula, just south of Liverpool. And as we were working with them, we formed a really good relationship with them. And knowing that we had customers who were looking for answers to problems that we did not feel our products were really handling, and knowing that the people that we were working with over in the UK were looking to retire, the ownership was looking to retire, we made an offer to purchase the company right before COVID happened back, I guess it was at this point, 2020 maybe. And we ended up purchasing their company. So we still have employees working in the UK right now as a separate company. That's Optis Resin Technology. And they're currently supplying products to their customer base in the UK. And then what we're doing is we're working with them developing new products here in the US. We have several liquid resins that we work with for various purposes. So for instance, we develop a product that we call Flowterra, which is a sinker floater self-leveling finish. So it goes on thick. You apply it to surfaces that maybe aren't perfectly smooth. It goes on heavier than a simple rollout resin. So it could take out some inconsistencies. It's really meant for us. We're promoting it towards foyers to swim clubs, that kind of stuff. You could use it in locker rooms as well, but we also have another version of that that we call Flowterra Flex, which is also a floater sinker self-leveler, but it has some cushion to it. So it can be applied with a top coat that we put polycarbonate chip in to give it a little bit of texture. So it's soft on the foot, but it has a little bit of texture to it. And then in that same top coat, we can also put a antimicrobial additive in it. So the intention is for locker rooms, even shower facilities in swim clubs. So our dealers then can go to a swim club and they can offer our finish in the swimming pool. And then they can offer a finish for inside their locker rooms or inside foyer areas for the customers.
So you've got these commercial coatings, I see, and you've also got beach entry coatings as well, right?
Yeah. Well, when you go to do swimming pools commercially, one of the first things that comes up when you're talking about water parks is slip and falls, right? One of the major pool parks that we were working with said that they get a lawsuit every single day. They have a new lawsuit presented to them. So slip and fall is very important when it comes to commercial facilities. So that would lead directly into zero entries, right? When you're talking about walking into a pool from deck level into the water and, you know, people are, you know, sometimes drinking, right? I mean, there's a lot that could potentially happen. Older people, there's no handrails and zero entries often. So any type of finish going into those, typically they like to see a pretty abrasive coating. So with that, we have a beach entry coating, which is our finish with a kind of a harsh abrasive into it to give texture. I wouldn't use it in a residential situation, but in a commercial situation, absolutely, especially in, say, a wave pool, right, where there's a lot going on and people are probably falling all the time.
Right. Well, what kind of training and support does EcoFinish provide pool contractors that are interested in installing their products?
So yeah, that's a good question. Early on, we had made the decision. We were the ones introducing this technology. I don't think there's anybody in the world who powder coats as a company who does external flame spray powder coating to the extent that we do, especially on concrete. I don't think there's very few people even attempting to do what we do because it's so difficult. So we knew when we were introducing a new technology into the swimming pool industry that if anything went wrong and applicators were not installing correctly and they were having issues, that the product would be to blame, right? It's not like, you know, having some type of cementitious plaster finish and just coming out with a new brand, right? You come out with a new brand and guys don't install it correctly. usually the applicator is the one who can easily be explained to be doing it incorrectly and the reason for the problem. But when you have a whole new technology and you're introducing it into an industry that's never heard of it before, and you're asking people to believe that it works, if you run into any streak of issues, everyone's going to blame the new technology. They wouldn't blame a poor application. So we knew that we had an uphill battle, and I've been in the swimming pool industry my entire life, right? I was born into the family business, right? And so I know the kind of guys that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. And often, if presented with needing to pay for training, they'll opt to skip it. So we made the decision early on that we would never charge anybody for training. And we have applications all over the world. We have applications in the United States, Canada, Costa Rica, Panama, Fiji, all the way throughout Europe into Australia. And out of those, other than the initial purchase of the equipment, I can only think of one or two instances where we actually charge somebody for a training. And that was really just a couple outlier reasons. Any one of our customers, one of the points that we hit on is that we will get people to them doing a process that's for any reason, right? If they're just uncomfortable and they need help, all they have to do is ask. And that's true in the swimming pool industry. A lot of guys who do concrete pools only do concrete pools, right? Guys who do fiberglass pools, typically they only do fiberglass pools. There's a handful of companies out there where they'll jump around and they'll do fiberglass, they'll do concrete, they'll do vinyl liners, but there's not a ton of those guys, right? The vast majority, they specialize in something, then they stick with it. So if you're a concrete guy and that's what you're used to and that's what we trained you on, and you go to do your first fiberglass pool, we not only do we want you to ask for help, we want to be there. We want to show you how to do it, because there are subtle differences between the two. We have many guys who will go out and will train a team and they lose their head installer. And when they lose their head installer, they now move that second guy into the first position. And you know, he might not be ready for it. He may be, but usually not. So they need new training. And so these are all instances where we want somebody to call us and tell us where and when, and we'll try and get somebody there. You can't call today and say you need somebody next week. And a lot of guys do that, right? A lot of guys will say, oh, I have a very important job next week. Well, we're kind of booked out at that point. But in the US, we have two full-time trainers, plus our sales staff also trains. And then we have people inside our office who work in other facets of the company, but they also know how to train people if needed. And then in Europe, we have two full-time trainers, and we're trying to bring a third one on. And these are the same people that will move all over the world. We're going to be in Australia, I think, next week for a training. So we have no problem going wherever we need to go. Someone in the United States is very easy to hit.
Yeah, I know my friend Jake is in South Dakota, of all places. I mean, it's not typically known as a hot market for pool installation. And He had Corey Anderson out there coaching him through the installation process. So I could definitely tell that you guys support the product.
Yeah. And if he needed us to come out again, we would send somebody back out again. Like I said, that was very important to me, that I knew that if anybody felt like they needed training, but they were forced with needing to pay us to come back out, that they wouldn't do it. So all they have to do is ask.
Well, that's awesome. If people are interested in becoming an installer or a dealer, how do they go about getting on with EcoFinish?
Well, the easiest place to learn more is www.ecofinishcoatings.com. That's the easiest place, and they can find all the information that they want right there.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time out to connect with us today and for educating us a little bit more about the product. I really enjoyed our conversation today, Joe.
No, thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, that's all the time we have left for today. Make sure to like, subscribe, follow, and we'll catch you next time on another episode of Pool Magazine Podcast.
Pool cleaning has a new hero, Iper, and the award-winning Iper Seagull Pro. They're on a mission to eliminate pool maintenance and transform your pool into paradise. A quad motor system packed with the power of wave path navigation technology and up to 3 hours of cleaning allow you to sit, forget, and relax. So the question isn't, is the Seagull Pro for you? But really, what will you do with all this rediscovered time? Ready to take a deeper dive? Visit iper.com to learn more.